Looks like baby vomit.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wrong.
Tuesday, I'm fading.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Nope.
Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Wednesday, too.
The die is Wednesday.
No.
Thursday in the afternoon.
Thursday, I don't care about you.
Well, come again next Thursday afternoon.
Thank God it's
Friday. Oh, Friday.
It's Aloha Friday.
Friday never has its end.
Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Friday night. I'm in love.
Friday night, it was late.
When Black Friday comes
in the evening on the Friday night.
Get a check on Friday, but it's already spent.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do we have one for the weekend?
We do.
Wake up! For America, wake up!
No, that's not right. Sorry. Now look at him get to the microphone.
Before it gets too
late. Gleefully jumping up to the microphone.
White power!
For America. White power.
Don't sing
America.
Along with it, damn it.
White power.
White power!
For America. Before it gets too late.
Somebody's starting the weekend early.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why, you mother-grabbing Beth?
All right, we're ready to laugh.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Because remember the rules on make us laugh.
Being careful, it's very important to me. Because I have genital herpes.
Unfair.
And I don't.
I try to get myself into a state of mind.
Change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
You're playing these tapes, and it's not putting me in the right frame
Thank
of mind.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, what have we here?
It's my thing, Charlie. Wow. There I am.
Why?
Yeah.
Load it up, Robbie.
All right. Oh, sorry.
You almost put your white power music back in.
Yeah, I know. That would have been a mistake.
White power.
As he, scours over the sound effects with his Vienna sausages.
10 minutes on the big clock of fun.
I feel lucky today.
Remember, you can't spell fun without F-U. Phone number 877-365-3636. These are unscreened calls.
I am now once again in a zen-like state.
If you make us laugh, me and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Today the prize is 500 bones.
Usually good timing on a Friday.
Let's get to it. In honor of Jamie Farr.
I mean, amen. He'd want it that way.
We'll dedicate this to Jamie Farr.
And the people of Toledo.
And the late Bob Goulet. Who really was a friend of ours.
He was.
In a way. Bob, we had him on the show a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh, please.
Hey, what type of deodorant does Larry King wear?
What kind?
Sure, boy.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I mean, clever more than funny.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Start. Sure, boy.
Sure.
Nine and three-quarters minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
What does it sound like when a bomb goes off in East Baltimore?
What?
Boom!
I heard on the news that you guys hear about the Domino Sugar Plant in Baltimore?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was tragic.
They had some kind of problem there, Mike.
There was all sorts of stuff going on. They used a lot of chemicals when they're making that sugar.
Sure hope Cal's okay.
I hope he wasn't anywhere near the Bromo Seltzer Tower.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh. Hey, Baltimore, ain't it about time for you to preempt our show? Isn't there some water boy with the Ravens that's got a show right now?
Very exciting, Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello?
Make us laugh.
Cinderella's getting ready to go to the ball when her fairy godmother appears and said, Cinderella, you have to be back by midnight or your regime is going to turn into a pumpkin. Cinderella came back at 4 a.m. The fairy godmother said, what happened when your, what did Prince Charming think when your regime turned into a pumpkin? And Cinderella said, I didn't go with Prince Charming. I went with Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Why?
Hello.
Charming.
Don and Mike show.
That just set everybody back.
Yes, boys, yes.
That bitch!
Number 37 fan. Hey, was Winter coming?
Oh, I thought that was your killer
I
line.
I thought that was the line that he had saved up.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Sadie and Mabel are sitting on a park bench. Sadie says, oh, Mabel, you're not going to believe this. I saw your husband in the flower store, and he bought you the most beautiful bouquet of roses you've ever seen. And he said, you're just going to be so amazed when you see him. He was telling the florist how much he loved you and how he worshipped the ground you walked on. Mabel says, oh, great, now I'm going to...
Ah, those pesky cell phones.
Isn't that just a shame?
Sorry we couldn't get that rich punchline.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike, what do you there. Call a Mexican girl with no legs?
What?
Consuelo.
Old. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
Don and Mike, got three questions for you.
Yeah.
All right, you take a pair of nuts, you stick them to the wall, what do you get?
You take a pair of nuts
and stick them to the wall. I don't know. What do you get?
You got walnuts.
Okay.
Yep. You take those same pair of nuts, stick them to your chest. What do you got?
Okay, chestnuts.
Okay. You take those same.
We can't say that.
We didn't laugh.
No.
That guy said you got a D in your mouth.
Kind of see it coming, don't you? You kind of see that coming.
I thought that was going to be a balls on chin thing.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
I have blood in my number three, mommy booby.
Almost got you.
Yeah, a little bit. A little smile, but, you know, just they're wearing us down now.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Yeah, what did Crystal McCullough's husband say when they brought back the remains?
What?
Fish wouldn't eat either.
There's another one of those wonderful cell phones dropping out.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Hey, my neighbor, she's really blonde. She was out weed whacking the other day.
Let me just say for the record, you're always guaranteed to win with a dead astronaut joke or a blonde joke.
Absolutely.
Let's try this one. Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. What was that?
I said, but they didn't win.
Hello. Make us laugh.
No help.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
So... I was wondering, what is 6 foot tall, has a chilly mustache, and shouts at Lane Bryant?
Would you repeat that, please?
Again.
Okay. What is 6 foot tall, has a chilly mustache, and shouts at Lane Bryant?
Why is Buzz laughing like crazy at this?
I just think he has a funny
He has story. An interesting... can we hear it a third time, please?
Sure. What is 6 foot tall, has a chilly mustache... And shouts at Lane Bryant.
Did you say has a chewy mustache?
Cherry mustache?
A chilly mustache.
Chewy mustache.
A chewy mustache and shops at Lane Bryant.
No idea what.
It's Dolores, the she-bear with a heart of gold.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I can't even articulate my disappointment.
All losers on Make Us Laugh will be immediately shipped to Iraq to be human shields.
Fair enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, Make Us Laugh, please.
What do whores, faggots, and all NASCAR fans have in common?
What?
They are all infatuated with number three.
Hello.
5 minutes!
Only We're at the halfway mark.
Only halfway through. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, they just put a new women's shelter in the town that I live in. It's called the Tempura Shelter. It's for lightly battered women.
That's some comedian had that joke. You stole that from someone from Carlos Mencina or someone like that.
Really?
I mean, it wasn't him, but yeah, that's an old one.
Lightly battered. Hadn't heard it. That's why I kind of cracked a grin there.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
White guy and a black guy get in an elevator. White guy looks up at the black guy. Black guy looks down and says, 6'8", 390, 12 inches. Tyrone Brown. Little white guy passes out, hits the floor. Wakes up, black guy's looking at him. White guy says, what did you say to me? He said, I saw you looking at me, so I was going to answer your questions. I'm 6'8", I weigh 390, I got 12 inches, and my name's Tyrone Brown. He said, oh, man, I thought you said turn around.
4 minutes!
Hello.
Oh, my.
Let's all think how precious life is.
That's good. That's a deep thought in the middle of Make Us Laugh.
And let's all stop and think. Even as bad as this is... It's better than when Buzz was interviewing Jamie Farr. I kid because I love Buzz.
I understand.
We played a bad trick on Buzz today.
It was Buzz ditching. It's like porch setting, only a different thing. And Buzz was caught by surprise.
We left Buzz out to hang with Jamie Farr, who thankfully for Buzz has diarrhea of the mouth.
I believe you could have asked Jamie Farr what time it is, and he would have given you a 20-minute answer.
Would have probably told you about every booger that's ever been in his big, gigantic nose.
I wish I'd thought of those.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
You didn't make any nose jokes or anything. You didn't make any.
Cigar and goes vroom, vroom, vroom.
Wait, well, start again, please,
sir.
It's
something about me, of course. Me on a scooter, right?
It's Nancy Boy Don riding his scooter in Ocean City.
Yeah. Oh, I love the fake laugh at the end of it.
Hi there.
That really helped it.
What, Robbie?
3 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Number one fan here. Just calling to say, great job on ditching Buzz today. I loved it.
Again, appreciate the effort, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing?
Very well. How you doing?
You're wasting your valuable time.
What has 50,000 legs and one tooth?
A Willie Nelson concert?
Front row.
Sacramento.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
What do you call Tom Gavin fighting a fire?
What?
A fire retardant.
Hey, no.
No. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
No. That was almost David Hasselhoff.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what's the difference between a blonde-haired Grant Napier and a refrigerator?
What?
A refrigerator doesn't fart when you take the meat out.
Almost tranquilizing, isn't it?
Yes, hello. What was that?
2 minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's the difference between a circus and a sorority?
What is the difference between a circus and a sorority?
A circus is a cunning array of stunts.
That's super. Sorry you couldn't get your words out. You're just a cunning runt. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going? Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah. Da, da, da.
Now you guys, stop it.
Yeah. Da, da, da.
We never entertained during
da,
Mike.
Da, da, da. What?
Hey, I got one for you.
I forgot
this is Friday.
Not a chance you're going to win, you douchebag.
I foolishly thought that Friday would be the good time. Of course not. It's Friday right up against the evening. No. All right, give it a try.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm not trying to make light of a horrible situation. I live in Alameda. I commute to and from Sacramento every day.
Listen, you're going
to
make a joke about the fires. Go ahead.
Poor girl was murdered. It was the first murder of the year in Alameda.
Oh, hold on. It's a joke about a murder, not about the fires.
I'm watching the news with my wife, and I'm telling you right now, our sketch artist drew a picture of what looked like a combination of Charlie Brown and Avatar. And I'm looking at it, and I said, that's a testament to our town. We have so little crime that's the sketch artist that we hire. I mean, we must pay this guy like minimum wage. Now, if you look,
is this
at, look
the funny
line,
story?
I only hope the
where's
guy,
the where's the funny?
The guy that killed the little girl. I hope he kills you next.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Safe
Show.
Home.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, Don and Mike.
Make us laugh, please.
Yeah. God said to Adam, I'm going to make someone for you that'll cook for you, clean for you, do everything you ever wanted. Adam said to God, sounds like that'll cost a lot. That'll cost an arm and a leg. What can I get for a rib?
No, because we did have the one storyteller. This is not part of the bonus betting. We're just going to take an extra
this
one.
This is the last official Make Us Laugh call.
This really was like the perfect storm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, Make Us Laugh.
Freshest milk in New York City, fresher than your mama's.
Hold on,
New York
I didn't
City.
Hear the first part.
Start again, please.
Mumbles.
Okay, well, you can't, just because city rhymes with a word for breast, you can't say it.
Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
Milk from New York City doesn't taste like your mama's.
Yeah. Freshest milk in New York City, fresher than your mama's.
Right.
All right, so we're playing for $500.
Yes. Right.
Now we double the jackpot and play for $1,000.
That money is safe.
Or is it?
You never know, Mike.
That's right. You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh for $1,000.
What's 150 years old, been deserted for 50 years, and is full of dust and tumbleweeds?
What's that?
B. Arthur's underwear.
Oh, we're in dangerous territory. Don is going to up the ante.
We're
going to
double again and go to $1,000. Did we
$2,000. $2,000. Oh, my God. $2,000.
This will do it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh for $2,000. No kidding.
All right, Don and Mike. This is right up Mike's alley. What's the best thing about having sex with 29-year-olds?
What?
There's 20 of them.
Am I wrong when I say we get that every other time
every
we do
time.
Make
hey,
us
Mike,
laugh?
But that's right up your alley.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
One for you.
The next call, if the person makes us laugh, will win $4,000.
Serious money.
I ask you not. This is exciting. Wait for it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh for $4,000.
Yeah, I came home from work the other day, and my 4-year-old son asked if he could take a shower with me. I said, okay. We're in the shower. He looks up and says, Dad, why is your pee-pee so much different?
I didn't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah. Does that mean we get to get
one more? You know, I don't know about that. Yeah, I never understand the rules about what you can
and
can't.
Yeah, because it's describing.
It's very graphic.
It's describing that.
Well, then that $4,000 is still in play.
Still in play.
The last guy had to be deleted out because he used a bad word for a boner.
You are a riverboat gambler.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh for $4,000.
Oh, yes. I am so ready for you. Are you ready?
Yes, honey.
I'm working at a vet, okay? This lady comes in. She's distraught. She cannot get over the fact that her dog's got an ear infection. I say, well, have you tried, you know, the pills, putting peanut butter on it? She looks at me really strange. Have you tried putting bologna on it or something? She looks at me real strange again, and then she says, well, it's not that. It's just that I can't get him to lift his tail up whenever I do it.
That bitch! All right.
What?
Listen,
what?
Daddy Big Time here.
Oh, my God.
You can't do this.
This is incredible.
$8,000.
Behind door number 3.
Okay.
Really? I am not kidding you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh for $8,000.
Don and Mike.
Money safe.
Wow.
Make us laugh.
Did you hear my grandfather died in Auschwitz? Yeah, he fell off the guard tower.
Yeah. You know what? And today I'm with you. I'm with you.
You guys.
Gonna double it up, Mike.
Absolutely.
You're gonna get us in trouble.
This is safe. This is a safe bet.
This is $16,000. Our asses will be in a sling if someone makes us laugh.
That's right.
But am I not mistaken? Am I telling the truth or not? If it's funny, we'll laugh.
Absolutely.
Swear to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. For $16,000, make us laugh.
I believe the biggest purse ever for make us laugh.
What does Snoop Dogg use in his laundry to make his whites whiter?
What?
Brioche!
Well, Mike, we went from 500.
Money was never in jeopardy.
To 1,000. 2,000 to 4,000. To 8,000. To $16,000.
Truly incredible. And, you know, the rules are, if it's funny, if one of those happens to sneak in. We have played Make Us Laugh when the last call of the segment, Rob is singing to this song. $16,000. That was exciting.
Sure was.
That was good fun.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
It's Don.
You just blew $32,000. Hey.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Hey, Dumas.
Are you there? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Come in, hon.
Hello.
all participants on Make Us Laugh get a complimentary lobotomy from the Spiewak Laboratories and a copy of Jimmy's Farr's brand new book, I'm Talking and No One's Listening.
There you are. Where have you been?
Where have I been? My wife's calling me out of her phone, guys. I mean, I'm talking about the priorities here.
You just missed out on $32,000.
Because you were too stupid.
No, I'm not. I would give up $32,000 not to have my wife kick my ass when I got home for not answering the phone. You know, man, you're married. Oh, no, you're not. What's up, guys? Don and Mike?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I'm retarded.
Well, I mean, you're all over the place. What did you call us?
Ass Munch says what?
No.
Yeah, you did call us, you stain.
Butt Licker says what?
Yeah, I did. I'm talking to my wife. Hold on a minute, baby. I'm trying to win some money.
Jesus Christ. Window Licker says what?
I lick a few windows. So what?
Well, hey, why the hostility? What's wrong with you?
I'm having a hard time.
It sounds right. Like yeah. It.
Come on. This one's on the house now. Can you make us laugh?
What is that sound you're making?
Right, what is that supposed to be? Simulated sex?
No, it's Hannibal Lecter, you know.
Like the fava beans thing?
Yeah.
Now, why the hell would you think that would make us laugh?
Well, if it's, is your money still safe, Don?
It's the worst, that is the worst Hannibal Lecter impression I have ever heard in my life.
Well, I'm not a good mimic, I'm sorry.
No, but you do have a radio.
Why am I still on the phone? Why are you toying with me, guys? Come on, help me out here. My wife's going to be calling.
Oh, this urgency that you have.
Hang up the phone, dummy. We didn't call you.
No. I mean,
you're not going to win anything, so you might as well hang up.
All right.
Man, go take care of your wife.
All right.
No.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Well, now he has discovered that he's on the radio.
Stay tuned for Tattletales coming up next on most of these CBS stations.
I'm turning it down. Give me a break.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
I know you are. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
I know your lead story has to be Jamie Farr.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
But, you got some other stuff, don't you, Buzz?
Yes, I do. News from Toledo.
We're going to go to the news.
Okay.
Hey, douchebag. Hey, Dumas.
Hey, come on. Are you there?
Scrotum stain. Hello, Fecal. Freddie Fecal. Where's Bobby BM?
Yo, Zit.
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy. Hey,
found the one that worked.
Found his name.
Have a good weekend, Zit.
All right, man.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye,
man. Bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you're our number one fan.
I'm number two fan.
Number two fan. Okay.
Full of it.
All right.
It's a pleasure to have him back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.
I thought we had the number one fan thing there, but never mind.
Preston Kelly married to Travolta John.
Oh, tired me.
Yeah, make us laugh, tiring segment.
Will you entertain a question?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Stand by for Buzz, please, with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.